My favorite session. How to stop being a slave to your business and transform it into a predictable, profitable, turnkey operation. I ask you this question. This was probably the first question that I asked you guys yesterday morning. Do you remember why you went into business for yourself to start with? Was it to make a lot of money, or was it really to be your own boss, to chart your own course, have a little more free time? Yeah, right. The brutal reality of most small business owners' lives, you feel like a slave to the business, very little family time, business consumes your mind 24/7, major stress, no real freedom. You feel like you have a job instead of a business, and your day is consumed putting out brush fires. Anybody? And you're seeing that on your wheel now, aren't you? Successful management of your company requires three important things. Number one, effective systems, which is what we're going to talk about in this session. Willing people, we talked a little bit about that in the last session. And then finally, good leadership. So, Colonel John, the answer to that is yes, the leader has to dictate that that happens, but it's probably going to be management that actually creates it, puts it together. You're going to do it together. All right? The reason that systems are critical to your business is it's the only way to profitable growth. How many of you have seen companies that have tried to grow, but they either went out of business, went broke, or had to shrink back because they didn't have systems in place, right? When you have these systems in place, then you've got that foundation, you've got that structure, you've got that infrastructure that you can grow with. It's the only way to manage effectively. You can have the best people in the world, but if they don't know what to do, when to do it, how to do it, it's not going to work. It makes your employees perform better. Again, you can have the most willing people, the best people in the world, but if they don't have that system to run on, the most successful people in the world need a system to work on. You can have the best athletes in the world. There's a playbook. There's a field of play, right? One of the biggest reasons is to have what's called a calculated service outcome. How many of you have been to McDonald's? Zig used to say, I'll help you with the hard ones, okay? You know, the restaurant that makes hamburgers, right? So how many of you know that you can get the same hamburger in Paducah, Kentucky that you get in Tokyo, right? Might not be the best hamburger, but it's the same hamburger. Why? Because they're the poster child for systems. How many of you have noticed that human beings do weird things? Right? So are you sometimes surprised what people do in your companies? When you have systems, I can't guarantee you that it'll fix all your people problems. People still do weird things because we're just weird, you know? But you'll have fewer surprises. You'll know what to expect because we have that mission. We have those values. We have that purpose. We have those procedures. How many of you owners are like me? You like to change things up on a regular basis to create something new and that kind of stuff, but you forgot to tell anybody, right? Anybody else other than me? You bet. Systems are ultimately about taking less of the owner's time. That's what systems are all about. If I can delegate, if I can get people and systems in place so that I can work on the business, so I can do other things, then I'm much better off. Yes, ma'am?
If you start creating systems and you empower other people to take on those systems or to lead the system, does it require a bump in pay? Like if you say, I'm going to start delegating these specific tasks, and yeah, it's more than you're used to doing, is it an understanding that you would have to give them a raise, or do you, like, is that...
Not necessarily. Sometimes... not necessarily. Sometimes people appreciate having more responsibility. It makes them feel more important and that kind of stuff. So that's not always the case.
Can I ask you a question that leads to that, though? Mm-hmm. Is if you're giving someone more responsibility, what's why? It's because you think they're responsible enough to handle it. You need to give them some form of recognition, even if it's not pay. You know what I'm saying? Because people, I know one of the things, especially in the school system, was... There was a big saying in our district, it's no good deed goes unpunished. So the better you are at something, the more people tend to pile on the people who would actually do the work, but they never got the recognition. And after a while, it creates a huge burnout issue.
Yes, sir.
If leadership is done properly, won't that individual want that responsibility?
Absolutely.
And therefore, there won't be a need to give anything until later on down the road when they've proven themselves, and then I would reward them.
Here's the thing. The thing is that when you have the right people, they want to do more for you, they want to be more productive, they want to be recognized, and compensation may or may not even come into the picture. When you promote someone to another level, then, you know, your whole compensation is one of the modules that we teach. Your whole compensation depends on a lot of factors, right? So the first thing, you got to have a budget, and you got to have a certain amount of money that's dedicated to that particular role, right? And then to have a situation where you have a performance system set up so that they reach certain goals, then they get rewarded for that, okay? How many of you would like to sell your company one of these days? Like to sell your company for a lot of money? Okay. A friend of mine had a billionaire neighbor who owned a ton of businesses around the country. And he was only in this particular house about 5 weeks out of the year. My friend collected his mail, right? So he'd always ask him for business advice when he delivered the mail, right? And the billionaire told him this. He said, build your business to sell it. Build your business to sell it. And then don't sell it. Because if you build it to sell it, it's an automatic money machine, right? And if you keep it, you've just got that money flow. But if you ever do need to sell it, the thing is that anybody with money to invest doesn't want your hard 24-hour a day, 7 day a week job. What they want is a set of keys. They can take that key, put it in the crank. That's what a turnkey business is. All right, so let's talk about the five vital components of a system. And this is not in your book, so you'll have to write this down. The first one is something that we've already talked about a little bit. You got to have a vision, right? Which includes what? Your MVP, mission, values, and purpose. Number two, you have to have an organizational chart. And I'm going to show you my organizational chart in just a minute, and you're going to be thoroughly depressed, overwhelmed. I told you it gets better, right? Third, you want to have policies. What's an example of a policy?
Sexual harassment policy.
Yep, employee handbook, right. Dress code, what to do if you're not going to be on time, those kinds of things. Then you got to have procedures. And what do we mean by procedures? What's the difference between a policy and a procedure?
Policy is a plan and a procedure is how it's done.
Procedure is how it's done. And then you want to have what we call PRDs. In our coaching, one of the things that we teach you to do is have, it's normally called a job description, but you don't want a job description. You want a performance results description. What's the result we're looking for? What's the performance that's required to accomplish that? All right, so you ready to see this organizational chart and be totally depressed? Overwhelmed?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
PRD, performance results.
Performance results description. Yeah. Yeah, so what's the goal? Like, what did I coach you on a while ago? How many sales calls were you supposed to make?
30.
Yes. So that's the result we're looking for. So we have probably an outcome, a sales goal, right? And so you're looking for that result, the sales goal. And the performance is you got to do 30 sales calls because we've done some planning. We said, hey, if you do 30 sales calls a day or a week or whatever the time frame is, we've determined that we could probably hit that goal. So the performance is 30 sales goals or 30 sales calls, and then the result is the goals. Okay?
Shouldn't that be captured in an annual operating plan now because it varies with business conditions. So a PRD would be more of a job description on the day-to-day to get to whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, so if she's supposed to make 30 calls a day, that needs to be in there.
But your job descriptions need to be updated more than once a year. You should not have one job description that lasts the eternity of your company.
It depends on your business. Okay, remember, I'm coming from small business. I'm not coming from the corporate environment. I'm coming from a small business background.
But even a small business, I mean, if you're a salesperson, you're a salesperson, you're a salesperson, you're selling the same thing, the process is probably pretty consistently the same, at least over the year.
Right, but the point is that we set the goal, right, of how many sales we want to make, what the income goals are, right, the result. And then what we're going to do is we're going to say what kind of performance do we have to reach that goal, right? And you want to outline that. So on the PRD, there's also what we call key result areas, KRAs. These are the areas that you're responsible for. And your job will have been successfully completed when you do 30 sales calls according to the policies and procedures. Does that make sense?
They're like key indicators?
What's that?
Is that like key indicators? Yep.
But I guess, so you don't, like how frequently, do you do that once a year? Or when you're coaching clients, you say you need to do this in October to get ready for January? Or?
I would say you need to review them at least once a year, but you really do it when, as your goals change, as your tracking changes, right? You said market conditions, right? If we see that, hey, guys, I hate to tell you this, but in order to reach the goal, we're going to have to make 40 sales calls. We're going to have to up the quota, right, to get it there because of market conditions. You're always looking at that, all right? And I suggest doing, you know, weekly meetings with your departments, weekly meeting with your management leadership team, and then annual business planning at least to review all this stuff. Are we on track? Does that make sense? Okay. All right. You guys ready to see this organizational chart? I'm telling you, it's depressing. All right. This is the organizational chart of just about every small business on the planet, regardless of its size. Is that true?
Yeah,
true? Nate, were we talking about that last night?
Sure, yes.
Okay. So you got three different levels here. You've got directing, managing, and implementing, right? So directing, that's the difference between leadership and management right there, is that directing leadership is... It flows all the way through all three levels, but somebody's got to plan that business. Somebody's got to think about how many calls are we going to have to make. Somebody's got to think about market conditions. Somebody's got to plan out how we're going to do the marketing, what kind of marketing we're going to do, what kind of sales we're going to do, what kind of operations we're going to, systems we're going to have there, and what kind of accounting and bookkeeping and data and all that stuff. Somebody's got to plan that out. Obviously, somebody's got to do it, right? And then the middle part is somebody's got to make sure that they do it. So you've got 12 different functions. This is the depressing part. You have 12 different boxes there, right? Which one of those boxes is not important? Which one of those functions are not important?
They're all important,
right? So... can you effectively grow your company if you're trying to be involved in everything that happens there?
That's an even revisited.
Bingo. Okay? That's why you feel like a slave to your business. You're trying to control everything. You're trying to be involved in everything. You're trying to manage everything. There's 12 important functions. Nobody has the gifts, the talents, the strengths, the wherewithal to handle all that and continue to grow. Otherwise, you'll kill yourself. Does that make sense?
Kill yourself or you won't grow.
Or you won't grow, but you'll be frustrated and you'll kill yourself trying to make it happen, right? Okay. That's the bad news. I told you it gets worse, right? I mean, so that's the bad news. That's the kind of depressing, right? Kind of overwhelming. That's when you see that, okay, now I finally get it. But here's the good news. The good news is This chart right here will help you to take it to the next level. Start with this bottom row right here. Empower people to do the things on this bottom row. Why the bottom row?
It's where you don't need to be spending your time. It's just the doing. So they can follow your procedure, your system.
Right.
Typically, it's the easier stuff.
Exactly. It's the easier stuff. It's usually the $20 an hour stuff. You know, it's what my son Christian's doing right now, which, by the way, welcome him. I wanted him to be in this part here. Give him a big hand clap. There you go. He's like... What's that? Right. If nothing gets done, right? Okay.
But
so
there's no thinking required in that. If you have your system in place.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's thinking involved, but the thing is that this is the easier things to do. It's the easiest things to outsource. You just need hard skills right here. You don't need the soft skills that you need in management and leadership.
Those are probably going to be the people who have the most experience with the customer.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So you don't have to be involved in everything, okay? That's the point, that you start here. Now, if you're a smaller business and you've got just a handful of employees, right, and you're handling some of this doing part right here, which one of these areas should you get rid of first that you're doing? Why the operations? Why is that?
Well, for us in our situation, so like operations, I consider like the phone, answering the phone, making sure the jobs are booked appropriately, making sure technicians are running on time.
Yep.
That I can delegate to someone else, and of course I can oversee it, make sure they're answering the phones using the correct script, but I can kind of give that to someone else and I can check in on it. For me, the hard part to give away is the administration. Mm-hmm. So, and some of that, I mean, like my numbers, you know, doing my QuickBooks account.
Okay, so let's look at that. So in that business, the operations is, and many businesses, the operations, that takes up 90% of your time, right? It's like that's where the most time and energy is consumed. But it also might be the most critical, and you can't make mistakes right there. That's the other challenge right there. Now, bookkeeping, those kinds of things, the cool thing about that is that you can outsource that, right? There's plenty of people that could do bookkeeping for you, data entry for you, and things like this, okay? Now, what are some other things that we might want to keep in mind as we're looking at these four areas and we're looking at the first ones to start maybe letting even a manager handle so that we don't have to be involved in it? Nate?
What about individual strengths and weaknesses?
Right, strengths and weaknesses. What are you good at? So, for example, when I started my first company, and by the way, Ronnie, I built it through all the systems that I'm teaching here, referral marketing, sales systems. You're asking me how I did that, you know, and I got it up to, I had 7 employees, but I was involved in everything. So I brought on 2 partners, and I said, okay, one of you handle operations, one of you handle administration, and I'll handle sales and marketing. So, Nate, why did I keep sales and marketing?
That's your strength.
That's my strength. I'm a marketing guy. I'm a systems guy. I'm not the accountant guy, right? And so one of the things that I recognized, even though I was the guy who was out there spending money, and I'm a systems guy, so I want all those, everything to be the same. It doesn't matter what it costs. You know, we can go out and get more accounts. I used what's called the Elvis Presley accounting method. Have you guys ever heard of it?
No.
Okay, it goes like this. Don't worry about how much money you spend. Just get another gig. Right? Did you know Elvis Presley would be out in California buy a stranger a Mercedes for $80,000? You know, hey, don't worry about it. We just get another. And it was true. You know, he could call old Colonel Tom Parker up and he'd do a deal and a million-dollar deal. But what happened was his wife Priscilla and his stepfather Vernon, you know, they would be getting all these bills and say, hey, man, what's the deal? I said, don't worry about it. We'll just get another gig. But when he died, he was only worth $7.5 million. Can you imagine that? $7.5 million. He's worth way more dead than alive because he's not around to spend that money. And they were smart with how they handled his estate, right? But the point is that wasn't my strength. I could do this, but everybody hated me. The operations, because I'm like, it's like me and my son being together, man. We can, the D's get going, right? So it's like D and D. We're just like butting heads, you know. And then after a while, we're both like, well, why did I do that? I shouldn't have done that. And then we, you know. So anyway, so I brought in guys to handle that, right? And so then we started filling in all these slots down here, making sure we had people and procedures in place here, and they were managing here, I was managing here, then we hired a manager there, and eventually I bought them out. There were three of us on the top line there, and they were kind of still working in management some, and I bought those guys out, had a general manager, but then the challenge became with the general manager that it was more like an hourglass, right? Everybody had to stand in his office to get an answer to a question or get permission to do something. Some of you guys are in that position right now.
Question.
Yeah.
So you hired them, they helped you get everything. They bought into your company.
Yeah.
They helped you get that company to where you wanted it to be, correct?
Yep.
And then you offered them a substantial amount of money or whatever the case may be and bought them out.
It didn't happen exactly like that, but yes. So what's the purpose of the question so I can answer it in the best way for you?
Because I'd like to do the same thing.
Okay. So here's how that happened and why that happened, okay? I had a vision for a great company. And these were guys that I was interacting with and that I liked, and we were just all on the same vision together. And when we worked together, it was awesome. But then vision plus vision set in. Howard's out doing phenomenal products and spending money without thinking about it, and we built up a lot of debt. And it was all about making that monthly payment. And one of my partners, the administrative guy, the accounting guy, he got really nervous. And I'm praying that, you know, God's going to do something here because I'm still not, you know, where I need to be, you know, with my head financially. And a miracle happened one day. He walked in and said, hey, I'd like to talk to you for a second, and hands me a termination notice and a buyout agreement. And I was like, thank you, Lord. Because we weren't going anywhere, yeah. Right? I knew that if I didn't have to fight with them all the time, that I could make it happen. I could make enough money to pay them off. And shortly after he quit, me and the other guy started butting heads. And he quit.
So they came to you didn't go to them.
So then you were able to buy them out for much less than because they were ready to quit anyway.
Well, I gave them, they asked for a good buyout and I agreed to it and I paid them in payments over like a 5.5 year period every single month to the tune of like over $9,000 a month going out. That's a big payment,
yeah.
You know, for 5.5 years. When we first joined together, I encouraged the Scott, the guy who's the administration guy. I was spending a lot of time with him, and I was going to the golf course watching him play golf. I've been on a lot of golf courses, but I can't say that I've ever actually played golf, you know. And so I just finally gave it up. I still have clubs, and I asked Christian if he wanted to learn how to play golf. And my home in Florida, it's on a golf course area, and so, you know, I might play around with it a little bit if he's interested or somebody wants to. But anyway, so I convinced him to join me, and we were having our very first meeting, and I knew that as we were having this conversation, I don't know how I knew it, but I was just like, I didn't even have this org chart back then. I was like, I'm going to need an operations guy. I can tell he's the accounting guy, I'm the marketing guy. We're going to need somebody in operations to do this. And while we're meeting, this other guy calls me and says, man, I'm frustrated. I'm looking for a partner. You know, do you want to merge? And I'm like, I'm sitting here with Scott. Did you know that? And he's like, no. Do you mind if I join you guys? I was like, hey, you okay if Dennis joins us? He said, that's fine with me. So Dennis comes down, and I brought them both on at the same time, and, you know, we built it. And really, I mean, I could have avoided a lot of the conflict. I didn't know what I know now. I didn't have the leadership skills and the communication skills and the systems and all that stuff. We developed systems together, but there was just a lot of chaos. So when I was able to get it back, that's when I was able to start really making some headway.
So who taught you?
I learned from doing stuff like this, joining coaching programs, reading books, buying programs. I buy everybody's program. I still do. That's why, I mean...
I can tell you can even quote the name of the book.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I consume material every single day, and that's why I pay people like John Maxwell a lot of money to learn from him. Remember that what you want to do is get around people who have already done what you want to do. It doesn't matter what the investment is, because the return can be the difference between success and failure. It can be the difference between, you know, struggling and being hugely profitable. You know, we want to do it all ourselves, but we don't have the wisdom, the knowledge, and everything. We need to get around people who have already done it, right?
You're sort of the C personality, too, Howard. You're kind of a stick for yourself, too, because you really love the personality. That memorizes the C, so you're kind of a C guy.
I got a little bit of C, but it's not even over the midline, but anyway.
How many books are
some take longer than others. So, you know, it's like I'm on one right now. I'm reading a book right now called Work Rules by the guy who heads up people operations at Google. It's a phenomenal leadership book. And his name is Laszlo Bock, I think it is. And it's really good, and it's taken me a long time to get through it. One of the greatest leadership books that I ever read was Leaders Eat Last by Simon Sinek. Leaders Eat Last. And that was a great book. But I read every day. I learned that from Zig, and I learned that from John Maxwell, that Zig read an average of 3 hours a day every day.
What do you do when you read? Do you have a notebook that you take notes down? Do you take phone pictures of it? What do you do to help recall the things in the books that you read? You obviously implement because you're successful.
Yeah.
So what do you do when you come across something you find really important? Do you write it down? Or
I teach it. I talk about it. I implement it. What's that?
I was saying I highlight it in the book.
Yeah.
I
do too. John Maxwell has a whole system on that I've learned from him, but I don't do that great practice in it, you know. Like as he's going through a book, if there's a quote, he'll go to the back cover, he'll reference the quote and put the page number on there, and so the whole back of the book has all these notes. He gives that to his assistant. and she makes a 6x9 card.
That's what I was thinking.
On every single one. And he's been doing that for 40 years, so he's got thousands and thousands of cards. So he can just take, you know, one subject like goals, and there's a whole file, and he just put, oh, I'll take that one. That's how he writes so many books.
I've got about 10 of them.
Yeah, exactly. And I haven't been able to. I haven't made myself be that disciplined. So what I do is I just teach what I'm learning. And that's how I'm able to retain it. And I do a lot of teaching. I do a weekly webcast in the Inner Circle every single week. We do a lot of events. And I've been teaching this material for a long time. So I've made those quotes many, many times.
Personal repetition.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of the things that the executive management does for the company that I work for, they actually, on our intranet website, they have a recommended read list. So they, when they finish reading a book, if it's inspired them in some reason, they put that out to the rest of the 7,000 employees,
yeah.
Right? And say, hey, why don't you read this book? And they'll pay for it.
Great. Awesome. Love it. Yeah, a lot of companies have libraries and that kind of stuff, which is awesome. Okay, so with the time we have left, I wanna share with you guys the opportunity to get in our coaching program. There is a program where you can get a module for each one of these things on the assessment. So I'll share with you about the Inner Circle and how to get involved with that and how we can help you further and all that. But before we do that, has this been good for you so far? I know you guys got a little bit more time to go with Tom. While I'm still here, Christian and I are going to be leaving right after lunch. So while I'm here and we have the time, why don't you take just a minute and first of all, write down your biggest takeaway. Take about 2 minutes and write down your biggest takeaway from the last 2 days. And then think about what questions you might have for me before you leave. Okay? So, since you haven't been in here a lot, they're going to share their biggest takeaway. Who wants to go first? Okay, Anthony, go ahead. And I think you're going to use the little camera right there?
The big one?
I got. Well, you got audio on everything. Okay, Andy's the man. Okay, Anthony, let's hear about it. Go ahead and stand up, and he's going to get you on this camera right here. Okay.
So my biggest takeaway from this event is that I need to implement more of a operations, marketing, administration, sales. I need to implement that much more into my business.
Need to implement. Okay.
Yeah. Not think about it and wish I had it. I need to do it.
Just do it. We're going to actually talk a little bit about that in just a sec. All right. Give Anthony a big hand clap. Okay. All right. Can we stay at this table? Who wants to go next? Okay, go ahead, Rhonda.
So, very similar. My biggest takeaway was creating, and Rob and I talked a lot about this last night, but creating systems in every piece of our business because it needs to be defined. And I think once you start really defining it, things really start lining up.
Beautiful.
And executing. So
good. Systems. Okay, all right. Yeah. All right, Colonel, you want to go next?
Yeah, absolutely. So, as I said, I'm here to help young upstart businesses that are at home businesses that sell unique products. So I really learned a lot, mainly the price is a cost, but investment, the customer gets a return, and I think that will help them sell their products.
Nice. Okay, John. All right. Robert?
So I think the biggest takeaway for me was how all of the systems tie together to support the one vision. And by setting down and creating your vision, from that point, all of those systems spawn from there.
Yes.
So it's the big picture for me. You have to start with the vision and then create the systems around that vision.
Beautiful. Love it. Excellent. Okay. Bob, you want to go next?
To communicate with questions. I'm more of a statement kind of person. You can see what's going on, but to get the other person to admit what they're doing without me saying, I know you're doing that.
Excellent.
Is critical for me. I think that's going to help with my business quite a bit.
Excellent. Okay. All right. Okay. Mary.
I realize that I'm working myself to death.
and I need to put systems in place.
Bingo. All right. Very good. Okay, LaDonna.
Mine was simply being in an environment where I was being encouraged and learning from the best. So.
Excellent. All right. Very good. Very good.
My takeaway is this chart because that is my life and partly my own doing because I tend to be a control freak and that I think that if I don't start replacing some of those boxes with other people's names, I'm not going to get to do anything in my 50 pages of notes. So I need to replace some names in there first so that I can do something else.
Fantastic. All right. Okay. Nate.
Well, I think there's about 50 takeaways, if not more, but oddly enough, mine is that I'm not responsible for the happiness of the people that work for me.
Yeah.
They're responsible for their own happiness.
Huge. Love it. All right. Great. Okay.
My takeaway, and I agree with Nate, I have such a long list, I was having a hard time figuring out what it is, but we are a 30-year-old company this year, which is a real celebration, but what really hit home is we don't even have a mission statement, and that we have to get that done. You know, you kind of know we've had a little bit of struggle, but it has to be done, and that has to be relayed to the rest of the team, and then also... we're all about customer service. What I realize in this session is that we barely scratched the top.
Beautiful.
We've got a long ways to go.
Beautiful. Love it. All right. Thank you, Pat. Okay.
What I'm taking away from here is that there's a structure to making things better. And by having a bunch of measures of things that we've determined are low, it gives us a place to start from.
Yeah.
And, you know, like Steve said, with the vision, the mission, and that direction, we can go back and we can look at these things multiple times a year and see what we're doing to improve those numbers.
Yeah, beautiful. Excellent. Okay.
In our area, communication is so key. The biggest thing is just instead of making statements, ask more questions.
Yeah.
It just makes it easier.
Yeah, excellent. Excellent. Okay. All right. So a couple of you got that question stuff. All right. Andrew, you want to go first?
Sure. I think what I got most were the three ways to get more sales. To get a higher price, to get more clients, and to get more from existing clients. Where this really came into play for me is getting more from existing clients, touching base with them through email. That really hit on for me.
Great. Excellent, Andrew.
What really resonated with me was working on our vital components of our business, specifically the procedures part. So everyone on our team knows exactly how to handle different situations. So we can take a step back and say, okay, I know that they're going to make the right decision if something were to come about if we weren't there.
Excellent. All right. All right. Okay, so one last thing, and then I'm going to share with you how to get involved with us because I've had several of you ask about this already on a couple of occasions. But before I share that with you, I want to share one last thing, and that is the number one reason that small businesses don't grow or do as well as they could is because of what I call FTI, failure to implement. Anthony said that right out of the gate, right? Rhonda said it. It's not about just knowing this stuff. It's about doing this stuff, right? It's about implementing. It's about execution. And there are four keys. I call them the four golden keys to implementation. The first one is inspiration. This is why we're at Ziglar. Because Zig can get you inspired. When you believe in yourself and you see what you can achieve, you see what the potential is. How many of you know that people who have hope, people who can see a vision are the ones who grow, right? If you're downcast, if you're negative, then you're going to find every problem in the world. So stay plugged in every single day with testimonials and with and listen to people who have already done what it is that you want to do.
listen to that information, like we're talking about reading books and listen to podcasts and all those kinds of things. Number two is organization. How many of you know that it's hard to implement when everything's in chaos, right? One of the things that we got out of this course is now you know how to organize your business, right? And now you know how to organize your life, right? And one of the greatest things that I ever did was to implement what I call a daily time capsule. I take that Ziegler planner and I invest 1 hour minimum per day. What we do in our coaching program in the Inner Circle is we teach you to take that whole assessment, right, all five of those areas, and pick four projects that you're going to work on. Four projects that are going to have the biggest impact in the next 90 days. If we need to generate income, they should all be in marketing and sales, right? If we have income, we've got a business that's been in business for a long time, it might be organization, it might be leadership, but we have four projects. And every single day, we start our day by getting ourselves organized by focusing on those four projects and what the next action step is. And that's how we help people. All right? So you got to be organized to get maximum implementation. Number three is training. Training breeds confidence. If I don't know how to do something, if I'm not good at it, I'm probably not going to do it. Is that true? So the more I train myself in marketing, the more I train myself in sales, the more I train myself in leadership, the more we train our people, right? Most business owners, they don't know the marketing part. They don't know the leadership part. You know the technical part. You bought a franchise, or you know how to, you know, sell insurance or whatever the case might be, right? You know how to do the technical work, but we're not skilled in all these areas. And so the third part of implementation is training. But the fourth key is the big one. You could have all of this and not get there without the last one. The last one is the golden key, and that is support. There is not one phenomenally successful person on the planet, athlete, business, industry, personally, spiritually, without a community of people around them, without a support system around them to help them get to where it is that they want to go. You can call that coaching, you can call it community, you can call it mentorship, you can call it whatever you want to call it, but none of us, discipleship, none of us get there alone, as someone said. All right? So that's what our training program is all about. That's what our coaching program is all about. That's what the whole Inner Circle is all about, is helping you to implement. It's all about implementation. So I want to go through the benefits of it. Christian, would you go in that room and find that one of those home study courses? I want to show that real quick. The first thing that you get in the Inner Circle program is I have a home study course. How many of you already own this? LaDonna, you have this? Okay. Is that a good course? Still, okay, all right. So the thing is that if you enjoyed what you learned today, you're going to absolutely love the Inner Circle, and you're going to love the home study kit. Thank you, Christian. And the home study kit goes deeper into the areas that we covered here in the two-day training. This was actually filmed in a three-day training that we did, and so you get the CDs, the DVDs, the participant guides, so that you can go through. How many of you would like to go through some of these sessions again that we went through, right? So that you can absorb it, you can implement it, right? So the way it's set up is that you've got Automobile University here, so you can plug in the CDs. You have eight different sections where we start out with goals and how to develop systems and the marketing and all that. And then it has fill in the blanks in the participant guide, so that you can even take your people and you can sit them down and they can learn the sales process, or they can learn about, you know, mission and vision and all that. And you also get, along with this, all six of the sessions on DVD so that you can play them. It also comes in digital format, and you get a copy of what I call my Simple Dimple business plan. You can literally plan your business for the next year, for the next 12 months, or whatever, by going through and identifying the vision. It has an extra copy of the assessment in there. You do a SWOT analysis, your budget, your marketing plan, your org chart, all of that's in there, and you also get it all in digital form, okay? You get also with this a copy of all four of my books. At this point, you've only seen the first three. I gave one of each of these away, but it also comes with my new marketing book, Phenomenal Marketing Systems, The 14 Fastest Ways to the Cash, all right? Now, this home study course is our foundation, all right? You get that for free. It's a $500 course that we sell online, but you get it free when you join our Inner Circle program, okay? That's the foundation. This is the starter kit. This is how you get the overview and that kind of thing. The next piece of it is support and accountability. We have weekly group calls. How many of you would admit, I've got my hand up, that you need to be held accountable? All of us do, okay? That's the key. So we have small group calls. We call them pods. And the reason that we call them pods is because that stands for the power of discovery. The power in asking those questions is when we're in a group setting or a one-on-one like that, and we help you discover, you know, what you need. You found it, so you own it, right? So here's what we do. In the Inner Circle, we have an initial consultation with you. We do a one-on-one over the phone. We identify your top four projects, and then every week you show up on your group call and you report how you're doing, all right? We've got several groups throughout the week. We've got phenomenal facilitators, which I'll show you in just a minute. I have facilitators, coaches. It's over the phone, okay, with GoToWebinar. Has everybody used GoToWebinar before or GoToMeeting, right? So you'll have PowerPoint slides like this. We have open-ended questions. But the first thing that happens is you'll report on your progress on your top four projects. And we have groups throughout the week, different times, so that you can pick something that's convenient for you. Same day, same time, every week. Now, if your pod is on Thursday, guess what day you're going to be the most productive?
Wednesday.
On Wednesday, that's right, because you got to show up on Thursday and say, I didn't do what I was supposed to do. So we push you a little bit, okay? All right, so the first piece is group calls. The second piece is I teach a live weekly webcast every week. It's member only. And I teach you a new piece of the system every week. There's actually, this is kind of our foundation, but there's actually 52 modules. There's 52 steps. And so every week throughout the year, I teach each one of those steps, full hour of training online. We also share with you the latest, greatest strategies. If I'm reading a book or whatever, or I just came back from something with John Maxwell or whatever the case is, I'm teaching you what I'm learning. And this is where you get the news in the Inner Circle, the different breakthroughs, and all of our members who show up on that tell us that that's what keeps them motivated and inspired is that weekly session. And you can ask me any question that you want live. I do the weekly webcast myself. Occasionally, if I'm traveling international or I just can't arrange my schedule, I build my schedule around it. And if I just can't for some reason, then we'll have somebody who will fill in for me who's amazing. But that's where you connect with me. Now, if you miss it, you can replay it. It's on our Inner Circle website. You can listen to it online. You can listen to it on your phone. You can download it. I probably need to change the slide because I don't think anybody burns CDs anymore, right? Okay. Christian, if you could remind me of that, send me a text or something to change that. But if you want to print out the PDF, that's 52 systems over a year's time. But here's the cool thing. You don't have to wait until I teach a system because they're already there. So imagine this. If you look at that assessment, there were how many statements on each one of those things? That's 50 major systems. There's 10 for each five of the five categories. Plus, we have goals, plans, and systems. So imagine this. You need to coach an employee. You just go to the leadership and you click on coaching, and you have a whole module that teaches you how to coach somebody. You need to discipline them. You need to hire them. You need to understand referral marketing or set up your referral reward program. It's all there. We've got six different sections. The first one is what we call GPS. That's setting your goals, doing your business plan, and building systems. The second one is marketing. And each one of them has a video, an audio, and a PDF handout, right? And any of your people in your company can get on there and download that. Sales. We teach you our seven-step sales process, but that's not all. You also get a half-day workshop that we recorded with Brian Flanagan. Did anybody meet Brian who was walking around here? He's Ziegler's top corporate sales trainer, and he gets paid a lot of money to do what he does. I paid him a lot of money for this seminar, and he gave me permission to film it. So he takes you through the Ziegler sales process. You guys are hiring some new salespeople, right? So that's something that you might want to put them through. We also have people like Michael Gerber, John Maxwell, and all the keynotes that we've done in our seminars, we put them in strategic places to help you learn. So Michael Gerber's under operations. Then administration, how to track your numbers. It's all on the website. Create your mission. Create your values. Create your purpose. It's all under the leadership section. So you get access to the entire Inner Circle website. So there's a training module for every single thing there. Thank you very much. I have invested 3 decades and millions of dollars, literally, learning this stuff. And it's all available. As soon as you become a member, you can just download it. Yes, ma'am.
I have a question. I know earlier I had asked about, when I'm having conferences with employees and it's not going well and I feel like I'm having the same conference with them.
Mm-hmm.
And you said there were 6 steps in this. Mm-hmm. This is where I would find your 6 steps.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And
yes, ma'am.
And kind of spell it out for me and give me.
Yes.
And then, so weekly, it would include, just to recap,
yep.
A podcast, pod.
Group call, pod, yep.
And then it would also include your webinar.
Yep, yep.
Okay, so two weekly meetings.
Yep. And so that's the question is, would it be worthwhile to reach your goals? Would it be worthwhile to you to invest 2 hours a week learning, and then of course you've got to do some implementing, 2 hours a week to reach your goals? There is no cost, but there is an investment. Okay. All right. Okay.
Are we talking about 2 years? You're talking about training on the web, and then you're talking about this inductory package here, or two different things?
They're together. This is, you get the kit so that you get the foundation. This is kind of the foundation. But we can't teach everything that I've learned, every single system that I've developed over 30 years in here.
Okay, I can ask you a question. What was the cost and how come it's so high?
Yeah, okay. Right. And I'll have a few questions for you. Yeah. Okay. This is big. I don't want you to miss this. Okay. Because there's two more parts that are really, really big. Okay. One is group calls, especially for D's, and maybe C's can sometimes be a challenge. I want to just tell you that up front, okay? D's don't want to listen to everybody else that's, you know,
whining.
We don't allow whining, but they want to get to the point. C's have more questions, right? So here's what we do. Whenever you join, we do a one-on-one consultation with you so you can get all your questions answered. You can, you know, we can help you set your goals and your projects and all of that. And then you get a one-on-one every quarter, every 90 days. Reset your business plan, reset your projects every single quarter. If you feel like you need more one-on-ones, you can actually upgrade and get more one-on-one coaching from us. And if you want me personally, then you can upgrade to that as well. Some of you have larger businesses. Some of you are starting a business and you need my experience and expertise and whatever. All of you don't need that, okay, because the system absolutely works without me. Okay, so let me talk to you about our coaches. Most of you will be working with Mr. Rick Jones. Rick Jones was with Dale Carnegie for 33 years. He owned the Houston franchise for over 20 years, and he got the President's Cup 5 times, which means that his franchise was more successful than any franchise in the world. The man is a master leadership trainer. He's a master sales trainer. He's a master personal development trainer. And he is a master coach. Just the wisdom that you gain from him is worth the entire investment. Our other coach, who works more with service companies, which you guys might want to, you know, when you get involved, try both. But Santiago could really help you because the service industry, he's really amazing with that. And Santiago is my right-hand man. He knows my systems just like I do. He teaches my systems just like I do. Every procedure, every quote, everything that I've shared with you in the last 2 days, he can quote it to you, he can teach it to you because he's lived it. I hired him when he was barely 18 years old. He's 32 now, and he has lived and breathed these systems. He's brilliant, amazing, off the charts. Then we have 3 other specialty coaches. This guy, John Browning, started with us at $10,000 a month, and he does a little over $1 million a year now in turnkey business. So he does some systems coaching for us. If you want to write a book, need to write a book, we have a lady by the name of Michelle Prince who is helps us with our speakers and authors. We're in 97 different industries. And then Ellen Rohr comes from the plumbing industry. She's a top consultant in that industry. She consulted me in the financial area, and now I coach her in the training space. And so she'll be speaking at our conference, and she helps us with some of the coaching that we do, some of the specialty coaching that we do. Okay? And then finally, this is the next big thing. When you are a member of the Inner Circle, you can come to our quarterly conferences. The quarterly conferences are big events. There's a couple hundred people from around the world. People come from as far away as Hong Kong, Romania, the UK, Canada, all over the US to come to our conferences over and over and over again. Why do you think that is? Yeah, because we keep bringing it to the next level. We keep bringing great content, all right? And we charge, by the way, this kit we sell for almost $500. Our conferences cost $497, $500 for a ticket. You get to come every quarter. You can bring someone with you, and preferably your spouse. If you're not married, bring your business partner or whatever, and you can come to every single one of our conferences. Our next one, by the way, is right here in Dallas. It's called the Ziegler Business Growth Conference. It's October 15th through 17th. Tom will be speaking, Julie will be speaking, Ellen Rohr will be speaking, Michelle Prince will be speaking, and a great friend of George W. Bush's by the name of Bob Bodine will be there. You can look him up. He's a phenomenal guy. He's our keynote speaker, and I'll be doing three programs there. And it's so awesome because you are around all of these members who have been learning and implementing these systems. It's amazing. Let me just show you. I'm going to show you four testimonials. The first one here is all the way to the left is Evan. He's increased his sales by $500,000 in 12 months and increased his profits by $158,000. He has he does websites. He's in the technology space. The lady in the middle, her name is Shayna. Shayna's up 800%. Because of this program, she bought her dream home. She built her dream office, and she is just elated, and she's in payroll services. The guy all the way to the right, his name is Eric, and Eric has a restoration company. When they started with us, they were doing $225,000 a year, and now they're doing $1.5. I've helped people in that industry go from zero to $10 million in annual revenue. And the last one that I'll show you, we literally have hundreds of testimonials. I mean, we have so many testimonials of people that we've helped. It's unbelievable. This guy has a, first of all, he's in a wheelchair. And he has a company that sells horse trailers. But he doesn't sell just the regular kind of horse trailers. He sells these RVs that happen to have a place for the horses in the back. I mean, these are amazing. In a business that size, there's a lot of moving parts. And so as you can see in his testimonial, we took him from a disorganized $8.5 million to a focused, clean $11 million. So we work with people all throughout the revenue spectrum. Okay? Does that sound like better than phenomenal program to you? Yes. Does it sound like something that you could benefit from? Yes. Would you like to know what the investment is? Yes. Okay. There are three options. Okay. The first option is what we call the single investment. All right. It's $12,000 for 2 years. When you do the single investment and you do that today, you save $2,500, so it's $9,500. And that covers you for the entire 2 years. But there's a bonus that goes with that. When you do the single investment, you get me for a whole day. You got to come to me, because I charge a little bit more than that to come to you. So you come to either Houston or Destin. I spend the entire day with you. And if you happen to be in Houston, I can come to your place. Or if it's, you know, not more than a couple hours away or whatever. And I'll go through your business with you. I'll go through your goals with you. And I can accomplish a lot in a day one-on-one. Okay? The second option is $59.97. And that covers you for a year. And you get a full day with either one of our coaches, either Rick Jones or Santiago. Again, you come to us. All right? The third option is, and by the way, that covers you for a year, so it's $59.97 for a year, and then when you're ready to do your second year, you can either do that again or you can get on a different plan or whatever. The third option is what I call our six-month option, and we offer this option, even though it's a 24-month program. We offer a six-month option because when you came here, you probably weren't expecting to join a coaching program. Maybe you were, but you know, this is the first time that you've seen me and Tom in person, and you're not really sure about Tom. He loves it when I say, hey, Tom, have a tab. So you can do 6 months with us. You get all the benefits, all right, for $29.97.
That's for 6 months.
And then after the 6 months, you can do $29.97 again, or you can do a year, or you can pay the rest of it out. We can make arrangements to have a day with me. We've got a lot of other options after that. But what we've tried to do is we've tried to create the ultimate program that'll not only expose you to the proven business systems that are working in 97 different industries right now, but also to help you to implement and to invite you into a community of people that will support you, encourage you, and hold you accountable. All right, we've tried to get the best of both worlds. All right, so we have some enrollment forms here that I'd like to pass out to you. And before I do that, I want to give you a couple of bonus items to encourage you. First of all, you got to join today to get the 6 month option. You got to join today to get a day with me. So it's a today type of thing for those bonuses. But I got two extra bonuses just to make sure that you don't leave without joining. Okay, the first one is, oh, I got to share this with you. Here's what Zig said. I forgot about this slide. In Born to Win, he said, one of the keys is to get the right advice. You got to get the right coach, all right? And this is what you got to look for, seven things. Number one, these are Zig's words. They have good character. I mentioned to you yesterday, I think, that a guy who was about to join the inner circle got online and he was determined to find some dirt on me. And after 3 hours, he gave up. Number two, they have a track record of success. Don't get business coaching from someone who never owned a business. And there's a lot of them out there right now. They're probably good people, but if they haven't done what you want to do, how are they going to tell you what it's really like, right? Have they traveled the road? Number three, they're good listeners. Nate, I think you said that earlier. I have a client who, his wife left him, and he called me. And his words, not mine, he said, I talked for 60 minutes. He said, I was watching my clock. He said, I talked for 60 minutes before Howard even said a word. Right now, we have people going in our coaching program, in our community, that are going through cancer. The good news is that we're helping people get out of debt. We're helping people to improve their marriages. We're helping people to have more time with their families. That's the good news. The other side of it is that sometimes we deal with things like that. And if you think I'm a good listener, I'm really not. I just had to be in that situation. But I mean, I am. But our coaches are saints. Santiago and Rick are the best listeners you'll ever find. They're good decision makers. And you can't help someone make a good decision in their business if you don't know how to make good decisions. Zig said, number five, they tell the truth even when it hurts. I'm not going to tell you, yeah, that's okay if I don't think it's okay. I'm going to tell you the truth even if it hurts. Number six, they have good personal relationships. There's a lot of coaches out there that are teaching, you know, personal development or whatever, or how to have success, and their personal life is all messed up. They don't care about their clients. I was at one of our conferences recently, and one of our members told me, he said, you know, I was in a different program with a coach, and he said, I made the wrong turn in the hallway and ended up in the private bathroom. He said, I didn't know that that's where I was. And he said, the coach, the guy that we were paying a lot of money to, I mean, they were in his top program, walked in, he said, he didn't know that I was in there, and he walks in and goes, I hate clients. Ouch. Guess what? They quit right after that. And one thing you'll find is we love our clients, and my wife and I have been married for almost 31 years, and that's important, because how are people going to teach you personal development? That's what I love about Zig. He made 86 years without a blemish on his reputation. And then finally, they celebrate the success of others. We want you to be successful. I want you to be more successful than I've ever dreamt about. I want you to be as successful. The more successful you are, the more successful we are. Right? Okay, so I've got a couple of bonus items for you. First of all, as I mentioned to you, we have a conference every quarter. We have some of the top business trainers in the world come to our conferences, and I record everything. When you join up with us today at any of the three options, any of the three levels, I'm going to bonus you the video, audio, and handouts of our four most recent conferences. The first one is featuring Dr. Robert Rome. If you like the disc thing that I did a while ago, you can see the master do it. He is who we got certified under. He's been doing it for 25 years. By the way, Zig Ziglar did the foreword of both of his books, and this guy, Dr. Robert Rome, was Zig Ziglar's Sunday school pastor. He's a phenomenal guy. And this entire conference here was all about how to build your dream team, all right? The second conference is the conference that we did in February with Darren Hardy. This keynote I paid $25,000 for, and that's Darren Hardy. Everybody know who Darren Hardy is? He's the publisher of Success Magazine. You can't buy that anywhere. And so you're going to get that as a bonus. And then the conference that I had in last May was John Maxwell. I paid $50,000 for this keynote right here. You'll get this entire conference, the videos, handouts, and everything with this. And then the final one is the Roundtable Experience with Dr. Joseph Michelli. He's the guy who wrote the Starbucks Experience. Ellen Rohr did a presentation on this program, those of you guys that know Ellen. So you're going to get four conferences that people traveled from around the world to attend and paid $500 to attend, okay? Second bonus is October 22nd. I'm going to start a four-part series on what's called the Disc Advantage. We just did a full-day workshop on this, and it comes with a little book where you can not only, you and your people can not only learn your disc style, but you'll learn your blends. And there are two graphs that you'll have. There's your environment graph and your natural style, and you'll be able to see where the stress points are, and you'll be able to see the gifts and talents and weaknesses and fears and desires and all of that of yourself and your people on your chart. So it goes kind of deep into DISC. All right? Okay, questions about the program? Yes, sir. Christian, could you help me with this?
Represent an organization's participation or an individual's participation?
Both. On the organizational level, anybody in your organization can log on and look at any of the digital components that we have. On the group calls, there's one slot. Both of you could be on the same group if you wanted to do that, or on the one-on-ones, two of you can be there. Or if I meet with you, then two of you can be there, okay?
That meeting, too, if we paid extra, would you come to our shop?
If you paid extra, I would come to your shop. Where are you located?
Right outside of Oak Brook, Illinois.
Right Illinois? Do I have to come in the wintertime?
We would try to work around that.
We'll wait till
February.
Yeah. We'll wait till February.
Yeah, that's right. You come to Florida. Yeah. The answer is yes. Yes. Be happy to. And there's some cool things that we can do there on your facility, too. We can do DISC, and I've got a presentation where I connect what they do to the company goals and that kind of stuff as well. So,
could you break out just the DISC Advantage for a half-a-day workshop and come to a conference that I'm putting on?
Yes. It's phenomenal.
Can you do it in a half-a-day?
Yes. This is perfect for a half-day. Yeah. I'm going to do four sessions over the web, And so that's, by the time we do the introductions and all that, it's probably four 45-minute segments, so it's perfect for a half day. I did a full day, and, you know, by the last session, we're kind of reviewing and everything. It's a perfect half day, so, yeah. What's your group?
I run the regional product support group for North America. So okay. I have about 35 guys that work for me, and they're scattered all over. So next January, I'm putting an RPS forum, and we've made a lot of changes within the company. So we used to focus on technical things, our product groups, but now I'm trying to focus this one on self-development and how to take our customers' experience to the next level for my organization. We're the SWAT team. When a tool goes down and the local account team cannot fix it, the customer can't fix it, we have an escalation policy. They escalate it to my guys, and I have 35 specialists with that particular tool set.
Yeah.
But as you know, a lot of guys who are technical, they don't always represent the best customer service space because the different personalities.
Right, exactly. It's so huge. I mean, if I could only do one thing in leadership, it would be that right there, because it's all about communication. All right. Let's do this. We're going to go ahead and break a little bit early for lunch. Tom would like to say a couple words to you. If you have any questions about the program, please see me on the break. When we come back from lunch, Tom and I are going to do a couple of videos before Chris and I leave, and right after that, we're going to leave. So if you have any questions about the program, please see me during this lunch period. The benefits are on the second page. They're outlined there for you, and you have nothing to lose, everything to gain. We've worked really, really hard at just making this the very best program in the world. Just say this one last thing, and I'll let Tom come up here and talk to you. Rick Jones, who was with Dale Carnegie for 33 years, when he first started working with us, he's like, Howard, I can't believe you give all this away for such a low investment. And I just told him, I said, man, I want these folks to be successful. I want to give away everything that I can. So that's why we do what we do. Tom?
All right, just a few things. What kind of business do you think Ziegler is? Think about it.
People
business.
People? Talent, funnel of talent.
Funnel of talent? What makes us valuable? Brand? Reputation?
Reputation?
Let me talk about reputation for a second. People come to us all the time through the years because they want to be part of the brand, right? Mary, you're probably excited about joining ZLC because the brand is so big. 250 million people impacted by Dad. So the number one thing that I have to consider whenever we do a partnership, whenever somebody comes through our certification program, is we do extensive background checks. We check them out, right? Because it takes just one thing to destroy a brand, right? To destroy a reputation. That's what it takes. So there's two things that I love about working with Howard. One is how much different this program is than other programs that in the industry. The starter level, or that program that we talked about today, that's all the information. That's everything. There's not an upcharge because you need marketing or something else. The only thing that you pay extra for is more one-on-one time, right? So if you want more of Howard or more of a coach or Santiago or some of the other experts to dive into your business, you're paying for their time. It's not the knowledge. It's there for you on the site. It's there for you at the conferences. It's there for you on the group calls, right? It's everything's there. And I feel sometimes I go to events and I see other programs positioned and it's start here and then wait a second. You know, I thought that was everything. Oh, no, you know, that's everything but what you really wanted, right? So that's the first thing I love. The second thing is, as I told Howard, I said, you know, people are going to come. They're going to love Ziegler. They're going to be involved. They're going to show up. And then it's not going to be a fit. you know, they're going to have a tragedy, or it wasn't what they expected, or they didn't understand. What are you going to do? And he said, Tom, I'm going to make it right. And so for the last 3+ years of us doing this, every single person, he's made it right. Because we're a brand and reputation company, we can't afford that. So that's why I love doing this, because I see the changed lives, the businesses that go to the next level, you know, and people crying at these. When you come to, if you come to the Dallas event and you start meeting people who've been in there, you'll literally sit down with couples who will start crying about how their marriage has changed, about how the family business with their kids, they're not fighting anymore, right? Brian Flanagan has a quote. He's our lead corporate trainer. He said, process takes the pressure off the person. In a business, the system takes the pressure off of the family relationships. Because the reality is the founder has a way of doing things, and it's very hard to transfer that to generations who have a different way of thinking. It's not different. It's not better or worse. It's just different. When everybody agrees on the system, this is how we're going to do it, and then an idea comes in from a second or third generation, or maybe it's just a valued team member, you can put that idea into the system and test it. Because now it's about making the system better, not whose idea it is. Right? And that's what I love about this, is we get to take the Ziegler core principles and put it on top of a system that allows everything to work together. So I just wanted to share that with you, why we're so excited, why we're having this.
Just don't tell them that we got married like you did.
Yeah. Well, if you ever read Secrets of Closing the Sale or heard any of Dad's sales programs, he created a marriage certificate. And so when he would sell a customer a product, he would hand him a marriage certificate. And it was part of the presentation. But what he was saying is, look, we closed the sale today, but the sale is not done. You've got to be satisfied beyond belief so much that you're referring and sending all your customers over. So when I tell people, you know, Howard and I are married, it's because we have the same mission in mind. That's to help people. That's to solve a problem. That's to do what's right.
Yeah, but the problem is there's, you know, all these people that
don't know
either one of us out there, and it's like, that wasn't in the script. Neither was Tab.
So there you go. I just wanted to share that. So
awesome. Thank you, Tom. Well, again, I'll be available to you throughout the lunch period. I'm assuming we're having lunch here again.
Yep.
Okay. And so whatever questions you have, challenges, if you want to tweak the program a little bit, have me come out or whatever, I'll be available to you, okay?
I just want to know what you did with our questionnaire.
I have them.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Did you want to add something to it or what?
One of my questions was on there.
Oh, okay.
That's okay.
I'll pull that out, and is that something that you want to address publicly, or do you want
to... I wanted to specifically ask you. You asked us if we had questions, and that, I just remember writing it.
Perfect. I'll check all of those, make sure that I didn't miss any. Okay. Okay. Ronnie, driving me crazy the whole time. Being all C on me.
You're asking the question everybody else was afraid to ask. That's the thing.
You know, C stands for curious. He's like, you got to be careful what you say around Ronnie, because he's like, well, I want to know. Tell me more about that. Okay. Okay, how do you continue redefining your business and stay task-oriented, especially as you're always rediscovering new things that add value to what you do? I sit down with this for this one, man. All right. You know I'm from Alabama, right? Okay. There's only two reasons that people change. One is inspiration, and the other is desperation. And the reason that the way that we continue to redefine ourselves sometimes comes through desperation. What we're doing just isn't working anymore. There's market changes or, you know, whatever. I'm here because Ziglar needed to make a change. Zig wasn't speaking anymore like and that income wasn't coming in. They needed to diversify their business. They decided to go into small business coaching, and that's why I'm here. Sometimes it comes out of inspiration. It comes from, you know, being in something like this or being involved in Inner Circle or something like that. You're like, wow, I never knew that I could do that. I can do that? Yes, you can do that. And so it comes out of inspiration. The problem with desperation is it doesn't last. You know, as soon as we get out of that comfort zone, we'll slide back into it. So you got to turn that desperation into inspiration. And I talk about that actually in my book, Think and Be Phenomenal, with my health, that story. So the way we continue to redefine our business and stay task-oriented is because there's a goal, there's a dream, and there's a high level of desire to reach that goal, and we're willing to do whatever it takes to change, to implement, sometimes because we have to and sometimes because we want to. Make sense? Is that helpful? So keep that. So let me make it more personal to you. Make sure you got that picture of where you want to end up and be willing to learn the skills, to change, to go through those five levels that I talk about in my book, Think and Be Phenomenal. Be willing to go through those five levels until you get there. Yeah. So it's really out of a burning desire, a passion to get there. Make sense? Just see if there's any other questions on these forms. Somebody said, what puts a smile on your face? Thank you, Stefan. I don't know about Tom, but for me, it's Starbucks coffee. Yeah, what steps do you need to take to achieve, do I need to achieve my goals of a certain amount of revenue in 6 years? Okay. Do what we told you to do in this course. Follow that path. It works. It really does. I think all the rest of these questions have been answered. Anthony, what questions do you have for Howard and Tom? A lot. Okay, guys, y'all ready for lunch? All right, so let's come back at 1:45, according to that clock back there, okay?